Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
To Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Friday. The midday crew was in here when I came in, like they always are, and they go, he's coming back on Friday? He's not taking the bonus Friday off? Like,
I just presumed he would be gone on
right,
Friday.
Like 99% of people listening, if you're gone for the week, you're going to take the Friday. Not Scott Parks. He will be back for Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra, on Friday.
I admire his dedication to the cause.
He does love his job.
He loves his job. Always leaves that vacation on the table. I'm like, I'll take it. I love
Wait,
my job
does
too,
he,
but I'll take it.
Does he actually leave vacation on the table?
Every year.
Oh.
Every single year.
I just thought he didn't go over like someone else we know.
No, no. Every year he leaves it on the table.
Wow.
I don't have anything for you on that because I've never left any on the table. I wasn't meaning to make this a topic today, but I'm going to throw it out there. And because like a lot of topics that come to us, it's just something we're going through right now. And I would love to know what you think. We had our home reappraised on Friday and the kids freaked out. They're like, are we moving? No, we're not moving. Did you know that mortgage rates have not been this low since 2016? And it's not that I'm always paying attention to this kind of thing. It hasn't been in the news a ton, at least that I've seen. But I have a friend who's in the banking industry who said, have you seen the rates? And I would love to talk to you if you are going through this right now, and here's why. Finance does not have to be boring, especially when we're talking about mortgage rates. And I was trying to explain this to the kids over the weekend, like what it means that it is so much cheaper now to borrow money. So, quoting here from MarketWatch, over the last week, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate average was 3.73. And you can find some products out there, like the fixed 10-year ARM is actually closer to 3.5. It is the lowest the rates have been since 2016. So we are seeing a refinancing boom right now. It is cheaper for you to borrow the money to pay back your mortgage right now than it has been in a while. So applications in the last week or two have jumped 3%. In all, there were nearly double the number of refinance applications last week as there were during the same period a year ago, as refinancing activity maintained its highest rate since 2016. And here's what I want to ask you. Are you thinking about doing it? And for you, when does it make the most sense to do it? Because now that you can get a rate that starts with a 3, I think it is attractive for a whole lot of people to do it. Here's what I didn't know. The appraiser guy comes by on Friday. It was like 10:30 Friday morning or something like that. The guy blew through our house like it was on fire. And I'm not saying he didn't do a good job. Like, I think he will do a great job. But he very clearly was like, go, 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 go. Like, it was crazy the rate at which he went through the house. I'm like, oh, look, we have new floors. And so I said to him before he left, I said, how many of these are you guys doing? And he goes, you have no idea. And I don't know if that's this one company, if it's all company. You know, you don't get to choose the company that does your appraisal. There's a reason for that. They just send who they send, and I don't know if they draw that out of a hat. He says they have been absolutely swamped. And so are you thinking about doing it? Have you had the house reappraised? We know that that number for a lot of you is going up. The value, the worth of your home is going up. Certainly if you live in Jackson County, it's going up. 576-7798. I would love your thoughts on that. Or if you just want to text me at 22980. I'm trying to remember the last time we refinanced. We were sitting at like four something. I don't know what. And now it's down to somewhere between 3.5 and 3.7. And someone told me last night it could go even lower. So does it make sense for you to do this? If you're going to do it, are you sticking with a 30-year loan? Are you looking at the 15? I've always been told go with the 30, and if you want to make an extra payment every year, do it that way. My parents own their house, and they were able to do that in part because he made an extra payment a year or an extra two payments a year. And they went from owing a whole lot of money on that house to owning that house in a pretty short clip. 576-7798, if you want to weigh in on that, you can text us at 22980. I don't know a lot about it, but I know enough to be dangerous, and I know that it is now cheaper to borrow the money to live in your home. But there's also a threshold. Like, people will say it doesn't make sense to do it if fill in the blank, or it only makes sense to do it if, you know, when you look at the fees, when you look at how long you're going to be in the home, if you are dropping a certain amount. And if you know anything about it, I would love to hear from you on that. We have several other things to get to today, but I wanted to burn just a little bit of time talking about it. Maybe you didn't know. Like, the only reason we knew about it is because we're friends with a banker, and we're out having dinner about 2 weeks ago, and he said, you really need to look at the rates. They have gone down. It's probably time for you to take another look. And sure enough, for us, it makes sense to do it. Maybe for you it does, maybe for you it doesn't. In 2018, the average rate was 4.54, okay? The average 30-year fixed for your house was 4.54. That number is now around 3.7. And I don't know what that translates to in dollars over the life of the mortgage, but it's a whole lot of money. I mean, you know, if you buy a house for $200,000, you end up paying three or more with the taxes and interest and everything you pay over the life of the loan. So it says even if you refinanced in 2018 for a whole lot of people because that rate started with a four, it could make sense for you now to do it again, that percentage starts with a three. And I will post this money market story on our Facebook page as well as Twitter. Because they do go over the scenarios here, you know, some of the closing costs and what it's going to take you to recoup the fees. 576-7798. Again, you can text us at 22980. More of your calls straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Turn it up. So my jaw hit the floor when I saw this story last night. I don't know if you've heard this, and if you work in the daycare industry or daycare licensing, I would love to hear from you in either Kansas or Missouri, because I cannot believe that this daycare reopened today. I know you can get shut down for many, many, many things. This daycare reopened today in Lee's Summit, and I need someone to explain to me why. There is a young man who had access and I believe worked at this daycare. It's called Little Learner 2. And his name is Joseph Hammerly. And parents got this call late last week that said, you need to come pick up your kids right away. We're going to be closed. We'll send you an email explaining. It wasn't just the young man who has been arrested after a Department of Family Services investigation. His mother, the owner of said daycare, was also arrested, and she is accused of failing to report the alleged abuse at the hands of her son. So follow me here. You've got a mother who owns the daycare. You have a son who works at the daycare. He is accused of sexually assaulting, I believe, one young child who works there. She is accused of failing to report it. And so that's bad enough. When I first saw the story several days ago, the daycare reportedly reopened today, according to an email sent to parents. Now, how in God's name anyone is going to send their kid back there, I need you to also explain that to me. It is owned by Emily Hammerly, and this is from 41 Action News, who was arrested for failing to report the July 10th incident involving her son. Again, last Wednesday, parents at both daycares were instructed to come pick up your kids. They were told it was a licensing issue. The parents did not know about the arrests of the daycare owner and her son until they turned on the news. And 41 actually talked to one of the parents. They wanted to remain anonymous, of course. And she is quoted here as saying, shock and a lot of anger. I might have punched my pillow a few times. She says it's been heart-wrenching. You never expect to have this type of conversation with a five-year-old. So listen to the quote here from the owner. And I understand she's running a business, but when the owner is arrested for failing to report abuse at the hands of her son, who decided this place was going to reopen today? And who's going back there? This is the quote from the daycare. We are working closely with licensing to provide a safe environment for our students. We are very sorry for the temporary closing. We know it has caused a great deal of stress and inconvenience. We have been in business for almost 23 years. We hope you can find it in your hearts to come back. No, I'm not going back. Sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you.
There are apparently two separate locations, and the alleged abuse happened at one of them. I believe it's the second location that's on track to reopen. But listen to this. The owner and her son now both have bond conditions prohibiting them from having contact with children under the age of 17. That's the owner of the daycare and the son who's accused of the abuse. And they want these parents to come back? Seriously? Let's go to AA Ron. Hi.
Hey, so I was over at my brother and sister-in-law's this weekend, and their next-door neighbors had kids that went to this daycare.
Do you know that they currently went to the daycare or they had prior?
They went to the one where the incident happened.
Okay. Oh, God.
So after this came out, they found out from other parents that there had been other allegations.
But see, AA Ron, and I'm going to stop you there because we can't prove if there have been other allegations.
No,
we just know of the one arrest. But if there was chatter about this, why are there any children going to this establishment?
I have no idea. So the other thing is they did not tell the staff why they were closed or the parents why they were closed. They just locked the doors, and then they all found out about it on the news, even the parents of the children that were at the school. So It's all a shock in trying to figure out what's going on, especially to my brother and sister. I think they sent their daughter there.
And the thing is, Aaron, I don't even want to get into what this young man is accused of doing. But the owner is his mother. And this is huge because she's accused of apparently knowing about what was alleged to have happened and failing to report it. And as a daycare owner or worker, she is a mandated reporter of the child abuse, even if it is your own son. You are a mandated reporter. I will tell you the synopsis of the alleged crime is sickening. It is sickening. A teacher was told. The teacher told the business manager, who then informed the little girl's parents, who then filed a report with the Lee's Summit Police Department, thank God. A forensic interview with the victim revealed a story consistent with what was reported to the business manager. And the victim stated that the young man told her not to tell anyone. And here's another thing. They reviewed the security footage there at the daycare, and a detective says he observed footage consistent with this victim's story. I fail to understand how either location reopened today, if in fact they reopened today. It is being widely reported they reopened today. Wow. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. If you have had any, if your kids went there, you are welcome to phone in and, of course, not give your name. The owner apparently stated she did make sure her son wasn't left alone with any of the children during his shift after it came to her attention that this had happened. And maybe if you're listening, you would think, hey, I wouldn't turn in my own son either. But this entire story is just beyond the pale to me. 576-7798. Welcome back to Dana and Park. Scott will be back on Friday. We're talking about this awful story, and if you want the details, you can find them online. I'm not going to present them here other than to say there is a female owner of the daycare in Lee's Summit charged with failing to report child abuse at the hands of her 18-year-old son, who has also been arrested. There is apparently surveillance video of the young man going into the bathroom with a very young girl. That girl then went home, told mom and dad, and the child's statement is consistent all around. The mother is accused of protecting her son and saying nothing. In fact, the parents who send their kids to this daycare did not find out about what happened there at the Little Learner Daycare until they saw it on the news. And someone is writing in on the text line about the other staff members who did nothing wrong. And I want to talk to Jared about that, who is calling in now. He's driving. Jared, I appreciate the call. Your daughter worked for the daycare, is that correct?
Yeah, she worked at the location that this didn't happen at.
Because there are two locations, but owned by the same owner.
Yes, they have a learning LL1 and LL2, and she worked at the number two location. So far, everything you said is consistent with what my daughter's told me. She didn't know what was going on Wednesday when the state came in and basically hung around until all of the parents were gone and had picked up all the children. She didn't find out till later that night what had actually happened, which at that point I think it was on the news. And she did get an email, I think it was yesterday afternoon or it might have been Saturday afternoon, from the director of her daycare.
Sure.
Asking everybody to come back to work today.
So, and to your knowledge, is she working today?
My daughter decided she couldn't go back to work for that company. So even though nobody at that particular location was involved that I'm aware of, or that she's aware of, she just couldn't go back to work for a company that was going through this.
And Jared, and I certainly understand that. I mean, there is nothing that would make me walk back in those doors with my child after this has happened, allegedly. Yeah. There is nothing. I would quit my job and stay home if I had to. And I understand these parents are in a lurch. They were planning on taking their kids to daycare today, and they now have no place to do that.
Right. But
I cannot imagine anyone going back in there with their kid.
It's definitely rough. One of the parents of two of the kids that went to my daughter's location had reached out to her actually to kind of see if she could be a nanny for a while for them, because they didn't have any options at the time.
Right.
Because it happened so quickly, and they both work and everything else. And so luckily several of the parents had referred my daughter to a couple of other daycares, so she was able to find another job right away, which is great.
So one of the things that I don't understand, Jared, is how either location was able to open. And someone on the text line, and I will entertain this point, said there are staff members there who have done nothing wrong. This is their livelihood. You can't go shutting it down because those people, those workers, like your daughter, did nothing wrong.
Right.
But the state comes in and shuts down businesses for infractions all the time, and I can't imagine an infraction much bigger than this one.
Yeah, I don't understand that piece of it either, other than the fact they're, even though they're owned by the same person, my understanding is that the owner was not at that other location. My daughter did say that her son had come to her location a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they could open back up either, and I don't know the answer to that question. I just don't.
Well, Jared, the best of luck to your daughter, who I understand did absolutely nothing wrong in this scenario and, you know, is now looking for alternative employment. You know, one of the things that just made me so angry when I read about this, and this is from the Channel 5 story, the business manager stated she brought the child's report to the attention of the owner, Emily Hammerly, who is now charged with failing to report this. And Emily Hammerly, she says, instructed her to, quote, redirect the child and tell her, quote, we don't talk like that. The young man accused of the abuse, the owner's son, reported to work the next day and worked his entire shift with the victim present at the daycare. Another teacher stated she was told by the business manager that after the incident, Joseph Hammerly could continue working and, quote, everything was handled. Emily Hammerly, the mother, then stated she was notified by her business manager of the victim's statement of this abuse. And she says, I did not instruct any of my employees to hotline the incident, and I went back home to speak with my son. She says, after speaking with my son, there were nothing out of place. She found nothing odd. And she allowed him to continue working Thursday and Friday. So, quote, it didn't appear like he was hiding from anything. She stated she made sure her son was not to be left alone with any of the children during his shift. There is no way, if these allegations are proven to be true, that either one of them is going to escape without some type of prison here. Everything in this story states that she knew it and let him come back to work anyway. And keep in mind, these parents did not know what was going on at their own child's daycare until they saw it on the news. It is unconscionable. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. I am sorry for the employees, the other employees who did nothing wrong. I do not understand how any parent could send their child back to either one of these daycares. First of all, the owner has been instructed she can't be within a certain amount of feet of children. How does that work? She owns a daycare. I wouldn't want her anywhere near my kids.
You'd have to shut the daycare down at that point. If the owner can't be near children.
Well, but someone on the text line said there are supervisors that can run the place. No, I think after something like this, it's over. Right. It's over. 5767798. You can text in at 22980. Back with your calls after this. You are listening to Dana and Parks. I am super excited about the 5 o'clock hour today. We have two guests coming into studio to talk about a program that it's been on my radar for a while, but there is a reason to bring it to your attention today, as at least one public school has announced they will now require mental health education for its students. And there is a program that started about a year ago. And it was a pilot program that started in Johnson County, and now they're looking to expand it into Jackson and other school districts. And we'll get to more on that in the 5 o'clock hour. You all remember that abhorrent Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why. And I had very strong opinions about that when it came out. I do not think we should be glamorizing teen suicide in Hollywood in any way. And I know that there were proponents of it that thought, no, it like opens a dialogue and we're talking about it. I remember prohibiting my kids from watching it. I just think there is nothing that we should be putting out there in Hollywood that even for some might be misinterpreted as glamorizing what is a horrible, horrible thing that has affected so many people in this community. I just hated that they made that stupid series. And so the program here, instead of 13 Reasons Why, is called Zero Reasons Why, and it is an interactive program through all of the schools with all of the superintendents on board to educate teenagers about suicide, to talk openly about mental health issues, and to try to stop it from happening, which I think is fantastic. And we have the deputy director of Johnson County Mental Health coming in, as well as one of the student ambassadors. I'm super excited. She's a Blue Valley West student who's going to come in and talk about what this last year has looked like with this program in place and why they think it's important to break it out metro-wide. So that is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. In the meantime, a couple stories just to throw your way. Patrick Mahomes will be home for the holidays. They have made two keepsake Christmas ornaments featuring the red hot NFL quarterback. You knew this was coming.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure. That, along with the, you know, Casey Wolf, you got to have both on the tree.
Well, I didn't realize they had done this before. There are other quarterbacks that they've featured before. But quoting here, it says, Chiefs Kingdom has a case of Mahomes fever. We hope it never goes away. That, according to Hallmark, in an ad for the ornaments in the keepsake collection. The first piece is called Making the Play. It shows Mahomes running with the ball. That ornament is not available until October 5th. It is $20.99. You can buy his Chiefs jersey, but no Mahomes in it, for $15.99, and that is now available in stores and online. They also have an oval ceramic ornament showing Mahomes on the field, ready to throw the ball. That's $20.
I wonder how many they're going to sell of these. Will these become a collector item at some point?
You know, I think some people are in, you know, I love that we have Hallmark right here, and people are definitely in the business of collecting Hallmark ornaments. I've never been a collector of those things. Our tree is a just mishmash of things that children have made over the years.
Oh, those.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I first got married, I remember, like, the tree had to be perfect, and I wanted the ribbon and the pearls and the lights to all match, and I wanted everything to match. And then as I got older, I'm like, no. I want, like, the crappy, ceramic, awesome, you can't even really tell what it is. It looks like
it gives
a rock.
It character.
It gives it character.
Yeah,
yeah. That
makes it look unique.
That's the tree that we have now, and I love it. So Mahomes joins other current and former Chiefs players that have been featured over the years. You could buy the Joe Montana, the Tony Gonzalez, the Jamal Charles, the Marcus Allen, and the Travis Kelce. And now you can buy the Patrick Mahomes.
I'm surprised there's not more, and I'm sure there are, just not listed there.
Yeah. And it's not that I wouldn't spend $20 for an ornament. I've just never been one of those collector's items. I don't have precious moments in my house. I don't have that stuff. Our ornaments, strange story, from our home, like where I grew up, my parents' home, disappeared for years. They disappeared, and my mom could never find them. And they were the stuff that we made when we were kids, and just stuff that you remember over the years buying at craft stores or whatever. And when I was about 22 or 23, I went home and I was helping my mom clean out this area under the deck. And I saw a bag under there. It was thrown up and under the deck. And I'm like, what is that? And I crawl under there. I pull it out. I open the bag. And lo and behold, and we've never figured this out, all of those ornaments were in that bag.
How many siblings do you have?
Just one.
Oh, did you have more ornaments than your sibling?
Well, we had tons.
Oh, I was going to say they might have been mad that you had more on the tree. And so they threw them all under the deck.
To this day, we don't know how they ended up down there. It's just kind of one of those family mysteries where you're like, what the heck happened to the ornaments? And so we pull them out, but it was in an enclosed Gap bag, from the Gap or something, with the drawstring on it.
Right.
So they were weathered, but they weren't destroyed because they were at least in this enclosed bag. And so my mom said, look, I haven't had these for so many years. You can just have them. So not only do my ornaments, are they old, and they're kind of the land of misfit toys.
So you have your own ornaments hanging on your own tree.
Yeah.
I like it.
From my kids. Like and my parents and stuff that they passed down to me. And I don't think that my kids are going to want any of those. Some of them, I said, they're missing eyes and are really, really weathered. But
so many people now just go to the big box stores and buy the 100-pack of the generic.
Oh, yeah. Which is totally, when I first got married, I wanted that tree in the living room. And now I'm like, oh, no, I love our ugly tree.
Do you put the stencil and everything on there?
We don't do the stencil, but we do have it's really bad. It's just bad, and I love it.
And now I have the ultimate question. Real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Okay, we always real tree.
We always do real.
Yes.
And it's such a mess, but we always do real every year.
It's worth it.
I know. So stick around this next hour. I am really excited to speak with the Deputy Director of Johnson County Mental Health. We will talk about the mental health of our teenagers, why it's important to be having an open conversation about these types of things. And we will talk about this program, Zero Reasons Why, when we come right back. And I'm super excited that she brought one of the student ambassadors with her, who's going to be in the studio with us to talk about the student's perspective, because it's been going on for about a year, this Zero Reasons Why program. And I'm curious, has it helped? Has it helped having this open dialogue? Has it helped having the posters in the hallway? And a ton of schools are part of that Zero Reasons Why. It's not just Blue Valley. Shawnee Mission's in there, DeSoto, a whole bunch of schools are part of it. And again, they're looking to expand it. So if you're looking for more information for your school district, please listen straight ahead. We will have all of that information coming right up for you. It is 4:58 on your... Gosh, it's just Monday, isn't it?
It's Monday. Happy Monday.
It's been a long week, and it is Monday. It is time now to go to the news.
Boy, that's a really bad sign when it's Monday and it's been a long week.
It's been a day.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.